Thank you for holding. Is this Brian?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Brian. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing good. It's Friday.
Yeah, right?
No, yeah. Can't beat that. You know, I'm about an hour away from a vacation. 2-day vacation.
Oh, cool. Even better. That'll be me next Thursday.
Oh, that's always
nice.
Yeah. Well, I took the real vacation earlier this month. I went to Maui with the family, but this is just a weekend vacation, I'm calling it, you know.
Hanging out
with the boys, my baby boys.
Nice.
I understand you were speaking with Lulu. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing. She's asking me to reduce the rate and put you on one of her friends and family plans for the year. But did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
I mean, I guess I'm just wondering, you know, if you get more, will I get more like random, I guess telemarketing calls after I do this?
No. If you're on the first page of Google, I know people won't call you to put you on the first page of Google.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I just always get worried about, like, I don't know. I guess my number getting out, but you know, I guess the whole point is for people to find me. So yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Well, we optimize it custom, like to your business, and so you're only being listed for the services you provide. So it's not like people are going to just be able to get access to your number on a whim. They either have to look up your business name or one of the services you offer. And I don't think they're doing that for fun, you know?
Okay, yeah, that's true. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So the calls coming through should be qualified opportunities within your area, too. They got to be within 40 miles of you to even see your info, too, when they're doing the keyword search. So, but did you have any other questions like about the listing or how it works? That was a good one.
It's more of like, I guess it's pretty straightforward. People are like native landscape design or something. And then, you know, maybe that will pop me up since I, you know, specialize in custom design work or just landscape. You know, I just want to make sure my net's cast from, you know, my area of expertise.
Yeah. It's fully customized targeted marketing strategy. So it's a Google Places placement, actually. So you ever see those three guys that show up next to the map there when you do a search on Google? Let's say you type in, like, landscape design. Yeah, so you'll be one of those.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then the customers call you directly from there. We don't charge per lead or click or call or anything like that. Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market for the last 15 years, and 90% of the time when people search on Google, they don't go past the first page. So we're definitely putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look coming into summertime, which is the peak time of the year.
Yeah, no doubt,
it's gonna be pretty hard for you to fail.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you're like not answering your phone or something and cussing people out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I guess the next thing is, you know, it's the price, like as long as I can make it work.
Yeah.
You know?
So there's a platinum package that Lulu requested for you. The platinum package, it comes with the .com, but I see you already have a website. So
yep.
I'll be able to waive the fees on the site. It's normally advertised at $5.99, put it this way, right? So if I waive the fees with the site and I put you on the friends and family plan that she requested, I could get it down to $2.99. on a month-to-month basis. So you are looking at about $10 a day, right? But it'll produce enough volume to where you can kind of cherry-pick through what you do and don't want to take. If you're taking the right jobs, you should be able to offset that cost by the first one that's coming through, or that comes through.
Right.
So
let's say, you know, hypothetically, business starts getting tight, and I'm having to change, you know, and I can't handle an extra $300 a month. Am I locked in to like a contract, or is this something that I can pay for monthly? And yeah, I'm just, you know, I got to think about that because I'm a very small business, and I also only get a certain amount up front for installation. So there's a lot of shifting money around, and you know, it gets tight sometimes. I'm just curious.
Yeah, everything we do is month to month, so we won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, hang on just one second here. I got to approve this new or this friends and family plan. Make sure I can get you that pricing structure I'm quoting you on. All right, hold on one second.
I think it would be worth, it would definitely behoove me to, like, at least try it out, you know?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, if you could do anything with the home advisor thing Lulu was telling me about, then I'm pretty sure you'll love this, because those guys are, I mean,
yeah,
they tell...
Yeah, it was intense.
Yeah, it's pretty bad what they do. So, I mean, you'll be real happy just getting live calls from people in real time.
Yeah, and I don't need a... It just seems sketchy, like, you know? It's this middle person scenario that just seems awkward and old school, you know?
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying with that. Hold on one second here. I'm just going to make sure I could approve this rate for you.
All right, cool.
Sorry, I couldn't remember Lulu's employee ID number.
No worries.
Yeah, I had to get it. Because what she did is put a friends and family rate through. I don't know. Were you talking to her previously today? I feel like she's been on the phone with you a couple minutes, and then she transferred you over to me.
Yeah, I talked to her earlier today.
Okay.
And I told her about this weird scenario, because I'm just honest with people. Like, I was just like, well... This is weird. My number's out. Like, I had, like, I don't know what, why. She's like, well, did you happen to, like, do anything with Angie's list or Angie's leads? I was like, well, yeah, they, like, kind of coaxed me into this weird scenario where they, like, told me they would just show me some plans and I could pick one. But then they actually ended up, like, just automatically picking the one plan and then charging my account for it when they said they would just have the account, like, just see if I had a legit bank account and not charge something. So it then, like, and I told her that, and she's like, well, then she just broke it down, and I don't know. I just was, like, real with her, and then she was real with me, and then, I don't know, I feel like we just connected in a different level. So I told her to call me back, because I was supposed to have a meeting with these guys at 3:30, but I just canceled that whole scenario that they kind of forced me into yesterday.
Nice. Okay, yeah, because she's putting it on, like, a friends and family credit for you to get you the discounted pricing structure, so it's almost like she's saying she knows you personally, and that's why
we chatted for, like, a half hour, and, I mean, it was more of, like, I could tell she was genuine, because she was legit trying to help out a stranger.
Yeah,
and then
Lulu's awesome.
It down as for what I do, and, like, that's how I kind of live my day to day, and, like, I don't know, I guess it resonated, and I appreciate the hookup. That makes me want to definitely do business with you guys.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, if you look at the guys that are there now, like Creative Environment Designs, those guys are paying $5.99. Same thing with Lavender Landscape Design Co. They're on a $5.99. And then System
Papers. Yeah, those two companies, like, they, I mean, no diss, but they're, like, they're almost like you can just go to Costco and get the landscape. they put that shit in your backyard. And they just swap the same thing in everybody's backyard. But, like,
you can tell who did it right when you get to the backyard. Like, ah.
But, you know, it's just different when everything's custom to your site, because there's different sun angles, there's different microclimates, there's... So, I mean, I just know that, like, the people they steal money from, essentially, I mean, they get away with just doing dorky work for a lot of dollars. So that's cool that, you know, they're up there. So I would be with that kind of name.
Yep, it'll be a level playing field. We're going to have to obviously build up your reviews and everything. I mean, these guys have been doing it for years, so they have a lot more reviews, and their online reputation looks better. But obviously, if we level the playing field, you're up there still as a top option. You're going to get seen when they're being seen. And then, obviously, you just got to make sure you're doing a good job on these guys and kind of give them or explain to your customers what you just explained to me, and I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when someone either talks to me or meets me, whether it's in person or over the phone, I mean, they can tell I'm not just – I told Lulu also, like, you know, it's more – I know we
the
all have to –
The word that caught my attention was when you said microclimate.
That caught my attention a lot
because I was just in Maui, and I realized what that really means when you're in Maui, because you could be a, any – yeah, one part of the island, it's a desert. The other part's a rainforest. Another part is and that's a very real thing.
On a residential scale as well, you can see it when you step into a space that's either – lower, or it has tree coverage, or the ground plane has a different top dressing. I mean, it all makes sense. And, especially with, you know, it's just layers. It's just being a true steward of the landscape. And plus I know I got style and all these other people. It's just, it's like break dancing, but for landscape architecture, like, I'll get on the dance floor with anybody. I'll check them out.
I like it. I like it. So me and Lulu will be your account managers. There's going to be an account management team, if assuming that you want to move forward, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And then we'll be walking you through it, kind of making sure everything's working for you. So the website's great. You're comfortable with this website?
Yep.
Yeah, I like how colorful it is. I kind of like the tag.
You know, it represents me. I mean, I'm going to, you know, we're working on, you know, in – there's always just more pictures I need to add. It's been up there for a year. I popped it up, you know, had a friend help me. But, yeah, I mean, it's I'm going to be eventually, you know, just adding to it and fine-tuning for sure.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad, though, at all.
I mean, that's my buddy, you know, he built websites, you know, so he hooked me up. And it's another just being real with people and they, you know, want to help out because it's just more about creating...
I can see what you mean, though. It's like the more pictures, you know?
More examples. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get the portfolio built.
What is there is nice, though. But definitely want to build that up. And then we could do that with your Google Business profile, too. We'd want you to send in your logo as well so we could have that attached to the Google Business profile. Do you have a Facebook page anywhere?
No, I never mess around with Facebook. I just have an Instagram.
Okay. Facebook can help a lot just from a marketing perspective. I guess Instagram could too. I mean, it's the same guy who created it, right? But
we do
have a Meta partnership, so they run Facebook ads for you as part of that Platinum bundle. So they'll actually create a Facebook business profile for you if you don't have one too. That's part of the service. Okay. It's no extra cost to you. So I'm just going to create the account. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and verify it. 602-743-1129. Save. Yep. Okay. What's your last name, Brian?
Harris. H-A-R-R-I-S.
Okay. You're the sole owner?
Yep.
Okay. And it's B-R-I-A-N?
No, B-R-Y.
Okay. That's why I asked.
Yep.
Yeah, you never know. Can't ever see him nowadays. My youngest son, his name is Kyrie, and everybody's like, oh, like Kyrie Irving, you know, because of basketball stuff, but it's K-Y-R-E-E.
I like that a lot better. Yeah, that's cooler. I'm all about the Y, man.
Yeah, the Y is cool. My mom was like that, too. My mom was Christy, but was with a Y, so people would be like, oh,
sick.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we have them.
Well, I was supposed to be Byron, but my parents thought that was... weird. I don't know.
My brother-in-law's name is Byron, and my nephew's name is Byron.
But I like Byron. But they went with Brian with a Y instead of Byron. But so then I just created an alter ego for myself, and I named it Byron Valley.
It literally runs in
so.
My family, though. Like, I have a cousin named Riley with R-Y-L-E-E, and my son's K-Y-R-E-E, and then my sister's Destiny. My mom was Christy. And my aunt Shelley, they all have like a Y.
I had a client named, her name was Riley, Riley Chalmers, I think. But yeah, she spelled it R-Y-L-E-E.
Yeah.
I like that style.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a little different. I think it's more Americanized than the traditional like English spelling. What's your business email address where I could send everything to you in writing?
MotherEarthEmbellisher.com. Or sorry, at gmail.com.
Okay, Gmail. Okay. And then the business street address.
It's 3603.
Okay.
South Terrace Road.
Got it. Tempe 85282.
Yep.
Okay. You said you didn't want a lot of your information online. You want me to hide your street address?
Yeah. Because it's my home office, and, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
Probably better to just leave it, like, they know the vicinity.
Yeah. It'll still have, like, city, state, and zip on the listing, and then, like, on the map, it'll be vague. Like, the pin will be in your, like, nearest cross street. But the main reason that we get this is because Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail called a pin verification letter. And there's a little five-digit number on the back of it that I need from you when it comes in. That's how you get that little red pin part of your verification.
Got it. Okay.
And then there's also a form that you're going to have to fill out. It's going to ask for any, like, license or insurance that you might have, photos of the workplace. It's kind of weird because I know with your business, you know, your workplace probably changes every day. So.
Yeah, but I do have my home office, and I can take a picture because my yard is a display garden.
Oh, okay. Is that what was on the website?
I did my yard. No, I didn't put it on the website. That's a
that's just a client.
Okay. But I mean, well, you know, since it is my business address, I mean, maybe is it bad to list it?
It's okay. It's just, I mean, it's not really required in your industry just because you're going to the clients. They're not coming to you. But if you're okay with it, or sometimes they do come to you, I can leave it. It's really your own discretion, though. It doesn't really make a difference to us on if we're going to be able to post to you or how you're going to be displayed, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably better to just, you never know if you have an enemy out there, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Or, you know,
if there's some fishy characters in the neighborhood, you know, you never know.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. It's
like, hey, I'm a business owner, and here's my address if you want to find some fancy gardening tools.
Yeah,
there.
You know, and then all of a sudden, like, some cactus are gone in my front yard, you know?
Yeah,
like,
your car.
Yeah, so, you know, I just want to be, I don't know, I guess we have to think of that.
Yeah,
some,
I mean, we can.
In this day and age, you know?
You could leave it off, and if you change your mind later, or if you have, like, you know, a display where you do want people to appear, just let me know. We could always swap it. Yeah. It's just a phone call.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool.
And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I think we can do it because I work a little bit earlier, so why don't we do 7 to 5?
7 to 5. Okay. And do you want to go, like, Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends, too?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do. Yeah, I want to try to get my weekends back. So yeah, we'll just do Monday through Friday.
Okay, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Pretty much.
You want to put Saturday and Sunday like by appointment only, so that way they could still call, but you're not actually like, expected to work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And they're not missing opportunities. I mean, there is a tracking system. It'll still save their information even if you miss the calls, but it's just. More the merrier. I don't want to put a closed icon
on there. Some people can only
want to
do, right, yeah, and then they're like, you know, because some people can only do stuff or think about stuff on the weekends. I get it.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Exactly. You know, it was funny. I was just talking to one of my coworkers about yard work, and because we both work at the office, we like we relish our weekends doing yard work. We're like, we can't wait.
Yeah.
We're going to go mow the lawn.
Yeah.
We're going to water our grass all day. we were just talking about it too, like 2 hours ago. So
yeah,
funny.
If you ever need help.
Yeah,
design ideas.
This,
like,
that's what our lives come to. We have fun, like, watering the grass.
Like,
I'm like, yeah.
Right? I mean, it's a simple thing sometimes, man.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the office all week, so it's like, okay, I'm going to get home. I'm not wearing a button up all weekend. I'm wearing shorts.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm waiting outside.
I'm cut the grass,
have
off, a beer.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen to some music. It's so funny.
Yeah.
We were just talking about it. It's so hilarious. All
right.
I got your whole business profile set up here. There's going to be a client interview on Monday. Usually the client interviews, they take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to complete them. What do you think would be the best time on Monday?
Give me one sec. I just want to pull up my schedule here. Hold on one sec. Years here. How about 1?
1 o'clock? 1 to 2?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then we're going to text you 1 hour before as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know when you get that text message. I could always reschedule it for you.
Okay, cool.
All right. Save. This is Mother Earth Embellisher. Alright. Boom. Okay, we are good. Save. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
No card yet, but I'm thinking about, I should probably be able to do that now, but I do Zelle.
Okay. Zelle, Cash App, PayPal, anything like that?
Yep.
Venmo.
Venmo.
Yeah. Kind of hate those things because they do charge like a fee a lot of the time. Sometimes you can get a better deal through a merchant processing if you get like a swiper, but it just depends. We gotta kind of build up your volume.
I think I'm gonna. Yeah, I mean we could even put that on there if we want to do it in a little bit. Like I legitimately was gonna probably do that in a couple weeks.
I always put on there additional fees may apply, too. So that way, whatever method they do choose, if there is an extra, like, 2%, you could put it on the client instead of it coming out of your pocket.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that adds up over the course of the year, actually. It might be, like, $1,000 in fees.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So I got your email. I just clicked yes.
Okay, that should be from the client interview tech. And then...
Yeah.
Yep, yeah, it looks like they accepted it, too, and then you accepted it. Okay, perfect. So we're locked in for that. All right, now I just got to do this thing with Lulu's employee ID. Okay, here it is. So Platinum Package Bundle. So this is going to go. It's normally $5.99 with a $2.99 setup. What we're going to do is reduce this to $2.99 for friends and family. And then I'm going to waive this setup fee as well with the friends and family. Where's her? She just gave it to me. There it is, 8600572. All right. And so this is an indefinite discount too, Brian. You're locked in. So like next month, it's not going to go back up on you or change. It'll just be that $2.99.
Oh, sweet.
Indefinitely.
Wow. Lulu hooking it. Thanks so much.
I was like, you guys sweet. Must have made friends or something, because.
Well, we did, and that's just what you know. Sometimes it's just serendipitous the way certain things happen. I don't know. It just
she knows
right,
me,
and,
though. I feel like the other I'm like one of the younger supervisors, and I feel like the other ones kind of give us crap because it's like, she's not in. Tempe. So they're like, obviously, you know, this guy isn't your family. You know, like, and they could see the call record, but I don't care. You know, and I understand Lulu.
Right.
Like,
and,
hey, we can
know,
do a
and
couple
that's nice
here.
Of you guys to know, like, hey, she made a connection. She went out of her way, called me back. I mean, and also, you know, I adjusted and completely switched what I was getting myself into because of her honesty. And then, I mean, it got you guys business. So,
nice.
It was a smart move on her part.
Nice. So she was kind of.
I don't know if I would have been able to afford it if that wouldn't. To be honest, I don't think I would have been able to afford it if it wouldn't have been this
for the credit
family discount.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. No, that's good to hear. I'm actually, they'll probably pull the calls at some point, but I definitely will make sure I give Lulu, some extra credit for making sure she's taking care of people. Cause that's more important to us. Our services are month to month. Yeah. Our services are month to month, so it's really important for us to build relationships with people, because that's how we end up, you know, building long term. Like, even we offer it month to month because we want you guys to be coming back on your own, not because you have to, you know.
Yeah.
And, it's more important to build relationships.
You guys are doing a lot of smart business techniques, and yeah, it's just refreshing. So I just want to surround myself with people who give a shit, and it seems like Lulu did and still does, and she said I reminded her of you, so I don't know, it all comes together, because she's like, you're so passionate about what you do, just like my supervisor, and you know, it's
yeah.
Like, and that's not, you don't fake shit like that, and I don't
yeah,
know.
If you take care of people take care of you. I mean, some people will never learn that, but I've been fortunate, you know.
Me too.
In my life,
me too.
Even just this trip that I took actually from in Maui is a property management company that I signed up when I was working the islands like 2 years ago here. So like my station was Hawaii, that was my state that I was supposed to work in for online listings back then. And I met this guy and we signed him up, and he does property management all over the islands. But his main focus is Maui, and he actually like got a contract with this company like 2 years ago, and it's a vacation rental place. And so I was like buddy-buddying with him, just touching base, you know, like we've been friends already because I've been working with him for years. But I was just touching base with him, and he's like, yeah, I actually have this condo. If you want to bring your family out, I can get you a code for it, and it's like half price, you know. It's like as if he was using it, you know.
See,
yeah.
Like that, man.
So, yeah,
like,
basically
that's
had a whole
that's
house.
That's what life is truly all about. You know? Like,
yeah.
If you wouldn't
yeah,
have said
awesome.
Anything, like, that's, you know, it's as simple as just saying what's
yeah.
up sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's also like I yeah. took care of him for years without ever really, like, you know, I didn't ever think he was going to do that, or he would even get the contract
right.
to be able to do that, you know what I mean? I didn't know what was going to come to it, but,
right.
you know, if you just
you
treat
just
people were, right, it comes
yeah,
back around,
exactly.
you know? Yeah.
Because you never know what, you never
good
know
karma.
Who you're talking with, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, good 100%. Karma, exactly.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Yeah, I just... Everybody, I don't know, I just like to, and it's just fun to engage. And
yeah, I always know. Tell our clients, like, too, I'm like, make sure you get good reviews, because if I'm going to put you on the first page and you got a 1-star, it's not going to help.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Shoot yourself in the
but,
foot.
But, you know, what's cool is maybe, you know, I can, because I have hundreds of clients, you know, literally, that I can reach out to, and I mean, if they can start doing reviews. I don't know if that's a
oh,
thing.
Yeah.
If that,
yeah, we have an app you know, and a tracking system that's hooked up to your Google Business Profile. So we're going to create and verify your Google Business Profile. I'm going to send you the paperwork for it right here in just a second. But
yeah.
there's a link in the tracking system where you can just punch in their number, and it'll send them a live link to your Google Business Profile. It'll ask about their experience and the star rating. And you can just text that
oh.
out to, like, old ones. Just say, hey, my Google...
I mean, yeah, I like, have like 50 in like a day, dude. Like,
yeah,
easy,
there you go.
So,
yeah, just
right,
send
that's
them off.
Nice. Yeah,
say,
so that'll
hey,
be
I just
no problem.
My Google Business Profile, if you guys can help me, you know, and then it won't generate
yeah.
the star rating until you get 5 of them. But I'm sure you could probably do that pretty quickly.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that's gonna be no problem. And
okay,
Lavender Landscapes will be moving down the line. No diff, like I said, no diff, but, you know,
it's
going to
really
be separating myself.
Yeah.
Well, it's
it really,
like, I...
It really is.
These people, I don't fake the funk is all I try to tell people. Like, and a lot of people in my industry can talk big game, but they can't do it all. I can do
yeah.
from a blank sheet of paper to tree in the ground, you know?
Yeah.
I can do everything that it takes involved in between that.
That's important.
Not many people can do that.
Yeah, that's really important, you know. I actually run into that issue a lot of times with some business owners where they end up having to, like, outsource some of the work because they can't do everything, or they actually outsource a lot. I know a business owner who outsources everything, like the work, the marketing, the business aspect of it. He literally just, like, talks on the phone, I guess, all day long and just kind of, like, socializes between like jobs.
Orchestrating from
weird. Yeah, he's just an orchestrator. But
that's hard to do when you're there's adjustments in the field. Construction's different. You can't.
Yeah,
and that's
well,
the problem is like, if you deny
that.
Site visits,
so
he was in
the field for like 30 years, you know, and then he was like, okay, I need to stop doing this, take a step back.
But he could basically quote people over
the phone. Like I actually heard in his tracking system, he quoted this guy using Google satellite images, and he quoted the roof job. He was like, "Oh, this is like 2,500 square feet. It looks like here." Like, and he was like, "Yeah, this is this tile. It's gonna run like this much." And he like quoted them over the phone, and then set up for a crew to go out and meet with him. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I'm jaw
dragging. Armchair. What are they called? Armchair. Quarterbacks.
Yeah, something like that.
You know?
Like
they just sit there and just
Star Wars.
You know, orchestrate it all. But probably from 30 years of experience, he learned how to, you know, all that he needed or they needed
to
do it from the inside, you know?
Yeah, yeah. He knew what's what. He could probably tell what was what from just the images. I'd be like, you're like, looks like the, what is it, the microclimate.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can go on aerial photography and I can look at from the assessor website and I can look at it from all angles and, I mean, I can get an idea. It's hard without taking pure square footages but I mean, I can see where that I could, you know, take a riff off of that idea, definitely.
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, you can actually measure through that. There's like a little section at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have a measuring tape at hand while you're on a PC, I mean, you could definitely get a general idea on the square footage just from satellite images.
Oh, man, I mean, that's the easy part. I just take screenshots and scale it in AutoCAD. I mean, I can...
Oh, there you go. See, you already know.
It's scaled to the eighth of an inch, man. Like, yeah, that's the easy part.
Yeah, use your tools, man. Use your tools.
Yeah, but sometimes you just don't want to give enough... You don't want to give too much info out to people before they...
That's true. Yeah, because sometimes they hear a number and they're just looking for a number and then they're like, okay, thanks, we'll call you back. And then they go like
right
around for something cheaper.
Yeah.
I don't know until I get there. That's a smart move. Okay. So anyway, I have your business profile set up. I have the client interview scheduled. I just need to secure the first month's payment and then we'll send you your paperwork and you're basically good to go until Monday. So. How did you want to secure the first month's payment?
I have a MasterCard.
Okay. And does this have the business name on it too, or does it just say Brian Harris?
It says Brian Harris.
Okay. And then the billing address, is it the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN?
No, this one's different. This is a credit card.
Okay. What's the billing address for this card?
It has a different address. It's 3323 North 4th Avenue. And that's Phoenix.
Okay. And the
85013.
Okay. Make sure this everything has to be spelled to a T.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I'm ready for you whenever you are.
Okay. 5593.
Okay.
Then 3,000.
Zero.
Then 2285.
2285.
And 1295.
1295. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
8/28.
08/28. And then 3-digit code on the back.
287.
287. Okay, we go update this. Okay, then please re-verify the employee ID. Okay, here it is, 860572. Okay, friends and family. Don't need a website. Website's actually optional in this package that Lulu got for you too, but your website's good. I don't think you'll need it. But if you ever have a fallout with your website guy or something,
right.
That's an
good
option
to have. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. That won't hurt. Okay. Save. Make sure you have everything in here. Okay. then I'm going to send this to you in writing right now.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to get your tracking system and your Google verification form. So hang tight with me for just a second. So just to be clear, so it's going to process today. It's the 31st at $299. Each month moving forward, it's going to be the 31st day at $299. Remember, you got locked in at this deal. But if there's not 31 days in that month, it's going to roll over to the first of the following month, and then it'll be reoccurring on the first day of each month moving forward. Okay?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, just because some days have 30, some days have 31, and we're on the 31st today.
So in July, then... I think that's
when 30 days past September, April, June, and November. Yeah, so like next month, for example, there is no June 31st. It's just going to be July 1st. Your next bill will be on July 1st.
All right, which is cooler anyways. Okay.
Okay, so let me go to update. Process.
But that will if I don't cancel, obviously, it'll just automatically come off this card.
Right. Right, it's going to automatically go. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop that billing cycle and it doesn't charge you.
Of course. That's what I was going to. It's just, I'm just thinking out loud, I guess.
No, no problem. No problem. I actually have to adjust it because it was trying to pull your billing date to June 30th here. I'm about to adjust it so that way it reflects July 1st. I don't know why it's trying to make you lose a day instead of gain a day. Cheapos.
All right, so then I just got the email. Please click here. Okay. I'll click here.
Boom. Oh, is that for the subscription terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you do have to sign off on that. And that's going to have everything in that platinum package that we're providing for you at the discounted pricing structure, and then... Why is it saying June 1st? That's tomorrow. Hold on. Okay, so what I'm going to have to do is leave it how it was for now. And then when I come into the office on Monday, I'm going to change your billing date. That way, because right now I try to switch it to June 1st is the start date, and then that way the next bill doesn't come through until July 1st. It's just the system's getting confused, and it's changing the next billing to June 1st, which is like tomorrow.
tomorrow.
So I was going to leave it like this, and then I'm going to put a note to myself on Monday to adjust it for you.
Okay. I'm gonna log in.
Oh yeah, so the username and password might be sent to you already. Sometimes it takes a little bit.
Yep, it sent it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. It's gonna be pretty blank, the tracking system, until we actually get the verification done and get everything up and running, but at least you'll know how to get into it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm just...
And then there's going to be an email, though, Brian. The email will have a YouTube video that shows you how to use the tracking system, and I'll have a link also for you to download the app. So that way, if you don't want to look it up this way or have to, like, type it in or save it in a browser, you could just download the app to your mobile device, and that way you have it right there in your pocket even when you're out in the field.
Sweet.
That's a good tool for you because, like you were saying, like, oh, am I going to get a bunch of spam calls? Well, you'll know, like, hey, if your phone rings and then there's no, like, voicemail or anything or you didn't answer it, maybe you just didn't know what it was, so you just kind of let it ring through or whatever, you can go into your tracking system, and the tracking system catches, like, people who are on an iPhone or an Android and then did the search on Google and then called off your Google business profile. So you'll know it's actually, like, a lead. You know, like, if they click that little phone icon on your Google business profile?
Yeah.
So that's what the tracking system is tracking. So you'll know, like, hey, that was a business call instead of just a regular schmegular unknown number or a spam call. So that'll help a lot.
Got it.
Yeah, very useful tool. And then the other form, though, is your Google verification form. Let me make sure this one came through. And you only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business, along with that PIN that's coming in the mail. It looks like it came through. I think it was the most recent text that you got where it says url.localsplash.com/google.
Yep. Okay. Let me just. I was just looking at my email. Now I'm back on.
That's pretty much your homework for the weekend, right there. That link.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty easy though. It's not. I wouldn't say it's even homework. I mean, if you have all your paperwork at home, then you know it won't take you more than 30 minutes to really get through it all. But if you're missing anything, just make sure that at the bottom you check that box that it's okay with us to video call with our rep from the Google headquarters.
Okay.
Okay. They're right across the street from us, so it shouldn't be a problem getting that going. But that's only if you're missing something. Like, that's like worst case scenario. Usually if the stuff you submit on the form, we'll be able to just go ahead and get the verification. And that way when the PIN comes in the mail, we get you your badge and your check mark, lets the potential prospects know that you're a verified business owner, and, you know, gives them a lot of peace of mind, just adds credibility.
Yeah,
especially
sure.
If we don't have the reviews built up yet.
Yep.
All right. So I got the business profile.
No time.
Yeah. So
cool.
that's basically all we need from you.
I'm getting that all verified here, and then I'll probably I'm going out to dinner here in a little bit, but then I'll get pictures uploaded. And
yeah, enjoy. Make sure you enjoy that dinner. Don't get too hung up on business.
Right?
Yeah,
you know, because I mean,
it's Friday.
Yeah, I clicked on it, so, you know, let's see. I just want to, let's just look at this real quick. Okay.
Yeah, I want to do too. Like, I want to make sure you have a firm understanding of what we'll need from you in order to get it done. Because in the beginning, we're really going to hold your hand through it anyway, but, you know, and then once you get the hang of it, we'll kind of back off and let you do your thing. But I still want you to kind of have a good idea of what we're talking about. So that's the form for Google verification, and then your subscription terms, you want to have that signed off on. Those are the only two things that we really need from you going into that client interview on Monday.
On Monday. Okay. Got you.
Okay.
Okay.
So the sooner you get those knocked out, the sooner you can be like, okay, let me enjoy my weekend. Forget about it.
Right. Well, I got the one signed, so that's out of the way. And then, yeah, I'll just work on this Google verification.
Sounds good.
I'll get that
and then
taken care of.
I'm going to head out for the weekend here in about 30 minutes, but if you do have questions, comments, or concerns, you can dial the same number. You just hit extension 1. We have 24/7 customer service.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, have a good weekend, Brian. I'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
You too. Sweet. Thanks again.
You're very welcome. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.